This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And unfortunately, the statement game that I had hoped for after the Bears were embarrassed by the Lions in Detroit in week two of this season, which now seems like it was 25 years ago, I was waiting. I was waiting for a statement to be made. I wanted to play the starters. I wanted everything to be won outright. I wanted to see the Bears show everybody that they've changed. They've changed, just not as much as I would have hoped. 1916 Lions final.
A statement was made, guys. A statement was made, and that was a statement from the Lions to the Bears, or maybe the league to the Bears, that they've been warned. You've been warned. The Bears are lucky to have been warned before the playoffs, before the most important part of the season. They have been warned that you're not always going to get away with the magic. You're not going to get away with giving up the big chunk yardage and then come up with some sort of turnover, some sort of heroic to win the game. Or Caleb Williams, who was great in the third quarter, ran out of time. What do you call it, Layla?
The procrastination offense.
You're not always going to get an A if you turn your paper in late. It's just, or wait till the last second to get it done. This was a straight up warning to the Bears for this postseason, for the offseason, and going into next season.
Is it bad that once I realized the Eagles had no chance of beating the Commanders because they decided to rest all their starters, that I was like, you know what? I hope the Bears do not win this game. Because as you said, Mark, they needed this warning shot. They needed to understand the ramifications of not playing good football for three quarters. And I think if they were able to somehow come back, and if that snap doesn't go past Caleb Williams on that final opportunity they had of a drive, if that doesn't happen, and if they somehow win this game by miraculous feat and put up more than 16 fourth quarter points and get a dub over the Lions, everybody's like, yeah, we got some things we need to work on, but it's all good because we finished the regular season 12-5. But no, now because this happened and because I saw the smoke coming out of Ben Johnson's ears afterwards, I think the Bears are right where they need to be heading into win or go home territory.
Yeah, for me, it's not even that prophetic because the warning signs have been there in the past several weeks. The good news is we've seen the improvement. You know, that's the hard part of this. The standards changed in real time as we were going through this season. That's a good thing. But some of the ugly patterns that we've seen emerge are still there. Remember when, I don't know, probably before the game against the Lions, I was talking about how one of the things that I was going to know pointed to change from this team and pointed to progress was if the Bears scored on their first drive of the game. Well, that didn't happen. We didn't see that. They went eight plays, and then unfortunately they had to punt the ball away. I mean, it was like, what was it? Punt, punt, downs, punt were the first four drives of this game. So the frustration was there. They gave up 500 yards to the 49ers last week. The cool part was they answered offensively. Then I saw what the Seahawks did to the 49ers on Saturday. They were the only team that looked like they wanted to win going into the playoffs, by the way, in the entire bloody NFC. That's another segment for another time. But it gave you a good mirror as to what we were seeing. Then there was the fact that the offense had sputtered yet again. And while they can be confident, this is the whole point. Not only are better teams on the way in the playoffs, and that is a very good thing, but teams who know you well, aka the Lions, are also going to be on to your stuff and your hijinks and what you think you can get away with. You can't Ferris Bueller or Dennis the Menace this all the time and expect it to go well for you.
I'm not sure what the Ferris Bueller, Dennis the Menace, like, that brings back very specific memories. So which way were you going with that?
Like, somehow you're going to pull it off. Oh. Everybody's going to like you.
You know what's funny about that? When I was watching this game and when they came back and they got the second two-point conversion after the second fourth quarter touchdown, I was like, I'm tired of the Bears looking like a feel-good sitcom. Like, I need more just gritty Netflix, HBO style. Like, things don't always end well when you don't do well enough early. So I'm glad that they saw conflict, they answered, met the conflict, but they understood we don't have this luxury of putting ourselves in holes anymore after this game.
What's really funny to me, guys, was that You would think in giving up yet another billion yards. In fact, in this one, it was 72 plays for the Lions compared to 52 for the Bears. 433 total yards of offense they gave up. So yet they've given up basically college numbers the last 2 weeks offensively when it comes to yards. You think that that would be the main source of the frustration out of the head coach, but by God, no, that was not the case.
You know, it is. You brought up the beginning of the game on offense, Layla, certainly indicative of the way the game went for sure, but even on defense, like that the very first drive of the game that Detroit had, a fourth down conversion, 18 yards to Isaac Tesla, leading to a field goal eventually. Also in the first quarter, they convert on a 3rd-and-9 to Amon-Ra St. Brown, just on and on and on. Even when the defense made a good play, there was no momentum after it, like unlike other games this year. As in, Detroit has the trick play blown up by Austin Booker very next play, and I was kind of in the press box pounding the table. The 2nd-and-10, a 13-yard play, then eventually a 3rd-and-7 conversion to St. Brown, and another field goal. The Bears were pretty good in the red zone in keeping it to field goals, but way too many big plays, way too much just play and catch between quarterback and receiver, and talking specifically about Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was unbelievable yesterday. St. Brown getting open on the Bears secondary.
If I'm calling plays, if I'm Matt LaFleur, and we have to do this dance yet again, and I'm happy about that, by the way. I did not want to see the NFC West. Thankfully, Nick Sirianni and the Eagles did not play their starters. And why do I feel like Ben Johnson took a clear swipe at Sirianni in the postgame? We're going to get to this postgame press conference in our next segment because there was a lot there in saying virtually nothing out of Ben Johnson. But if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm just calling crossing patterns. The Bears, unfortunately, broke down in zone and they've broken down in man. And those crossing patterns where you're seeing Jalen Johnson hold up his hands at one point in frustration while the play is still going on, guys look like they were put on skates running across the field yesterday. How many miles do we think Jaquan Brisker ran by himself for safety help? 40?
Well, too many. I'll say that. And I think broken down is the way you put it. That's a perfect way to simply describe the Bears' defense at this point. You were hoping to get more out of Jalen Johnson that, okay, he'll work himself back. No. What I saw yesterday was clear evidence that Jalen Johnson is going to need an offseason to try to reclaim the player that he once was.
Guys, I took a picture of the first half stats graphics from Fox. And by the way, Kevin Burkhart, knowing the 4,000-yard mantra for Bears fans, how many times did we talk about announcers being biased, and why do I feel like he very much hit the nail on the head for the Bears fan group? Like, Kevin Burkhart knew us. Also, he used to be the Mets sideline reporter, so maybe there's a Mets-White Sox symmetry in there.
I did not see the TV copy, so share
so
more.
So he was talking about the 4,000-yard benchmark, which at one point I thought was possible, because Caleb Williams was only 73 yards away.
Like, the third quarter, you're like, it could happen! It was all happening!
Excited. I was like, oh yeah. That's enough to get on a game-winning drive. Let's do this. You got 2:11 left. Kevin Byard had just intercepted the ball. Shake and bake, baby. And then it didn't happen. And I made the Blues Brothers reference, and at the end of this, I'm joining Murph in the Magic Tones. Gonna sing it a holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So the first half stats were 39 plays for Detroit compared to 20 for the Bears. 237 total yards already, reminiscent, by the way, of what Christian McCaffrey did at the half last week. 69 total yards for the Bears. This is not nice. And then the time of possession, which is usually an antiquated stat in the NFL, was very telltale in this one. 19-12 first half for the Lions compared to 10 minutes and 48 for the Bears. That's not good enough. That's how you can't get in a hole like that in the NFL playoffs and expect to win.
I think the bigger point for this Bears team is understanding that I've been preaching to y'all that it's got to be Caleb. It's got to be the offense. And when you look back now, it's several games. We got a big sample size now. We talk about the real part of the schedule, those last five games or so. And if you take out the Cleveland Browns game, that offense has been putrid in the first half, with the exception of what looks better with the 21 points against the Niners, right? But you got to remember, one of those touchdowns was a pick six by TJ Edwards. If you look at what the offense has done in the two Green Bay games, in the Niners game, and now this game in the first half, you're talking about two games where you didn't even score points in the first half. That ain't going to fly going forward.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, wrapping up a Bears loss headed into, yay, playoffs as the two seed. That's still good.
Are you guys afraid at all? It is high risk, high reward what's about to go down in Chicago on Saturday night at 7, Bears and the Packers, just for the two people listening that didn't hear yet and are like, what are they playing? What's going on? What happened? There it is. High risk, high reward, because unfortunately, the truth about it is, if the Bears are to lose the game, unfortunately, the season will be identified with that almost as much as the progress the Bears offense made this year. So it is. While I am pro Bears Packers, it's a scary proposition, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you covered, we do have new listeners today. Welcome. And yes, we do sing the Menards jingle that badly.
Is that on the text line?
It's like singing at church, man.
It's ironic,
you
got to
sing no matter what.
I thought we were singing ironically.
We can do whatever we want.
We need Alanis Morissette over here. That's a singer, by the way.
It's like, okay, yeah. So I'm so distracted. Welcome to our
new listeners. Down or something?
Welcome to our new listeners. And then additionally,
my fly was down earlier, and Leah was like, "Hey, Grody, your fly is down." Just so people don't think what I just said was taken in completely horrible context.
I worked so hard
context.
To be subtle about it, and then you just literally broadcast it.
You know what, Layla? The reason that I broadcasted it is because we just became friends. Only friends will tell you when your fly is down or something is amiss.
Yeah,
that's
like
embarrassing.
Something in your teeth.
So I was like, "Wow, Layla's a real friend."
Better than the Bears offense for three quarters. They couldn't get past the friend zone, let alone the red zone.
And they didn't get away with it.
Did you notice how Brad Biggs referred to it as the low red zone in his next column and not the deep red zone? And I worry it's because we were 2-year-olds about it and we're making so many stupid jokes.
I don't think we were 2-year-olds. I think we were 12-year-olds about it.
We were 12-year-olds because there was the let's just be friend zone. There was the intimate red zone, which was very unstably named.
Look at that top text, by the way. That says it all.
I'm afraid of the damn Bears. I am too.
Right?
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. When you covered this team in 2018,
yes,
when I was observing it here, although I was mostly White Sox and Cubs and Bulls at the time, I assumed the Bears would not have one single real playoff run in them because 2020 was an expanded playoff year. It was a glitch in the matrix. Doesn't count in this.
It should be eliminated from the records, to be honest with you.
Stop.
8-8. Get out of here.
Well, and frankly, yeah, the only person who won from that Bears playoff game, as we've mentioned, is CeeDee Gardner-Johnson because now he's on this team.
Right.
So I thought that they were going to have one more year authentically of playoff in them. But I feel the exact same way about it now, except even more confident, knowing that the Bears don't have the same struggles going into the playoffs this year like they did in 2018. It is a little different. It is different in that respect.
It's really different in that in 2018, it was 100% about the defense and an elite defense. This year, it's offense, and here we are talking about where is the defense. But I feel like the reason that I'm not going completely crazy, and yes, the defense must be fixed, is I think that fixing a Bears defense in general, I'm talking about in the offseason or whatever you can come up with in the next couple of weeks, is a whole hell of a lot easier than developing and fixing and making a Bears offense work. We all know that. So it hits a little bit differently considering the side of the ball that is not complementing this year.
All that means is you've been watching Bears football all season and seeing what the defense has been. Last night, or I guess by the time the game ended, it was just a clear example. This is who the Bears are when they're not creating massive turnovers. This is who they are. This is it.
Yes. Sadly, at one point, the Bears' best stop against the Lions was the Lions failing themselves on a trick play.
Tricky.
Awful
tricky,
play calling.
Poor David Montgomery was 200 yards behind the line of scrimmage by the time he threw that ball.
Hey, man, how about that sack by Big Bill on David Montgomery? That goes down
Big
as
Bill.
A sack, ladies and gentlemen.
Big Bill is in my doghouse today.
Oh, those penalties.
It's a nice doghouse, though, and like, there's a nice padded bed, and it's heated.
Did you hear TJ? I love him too much.
Oh, wait, why is he in your doghouse?
Two false start encroachment penalties.
Well, the one
on
was on purpose, though.
Yeah, one was on purpose. I didn't catch that until
I caught it in real time. I was like, oh, yeah, from a clock manager's standpoint.
Yeah, Brady said that. Maybe. Or maybe he just got lucky.
No, TJ Edwards confirmed it today.
He did?
Yeah. Okay. No, it was a pretty obvious play because I was like, yeah, you got to get the ball back. In fact, that's why. We'll get into it, but they definitely should have gone
right,
for
no
it.
All right, no doghouse then for Andrew Billings.
The first one was
pretty ridiculous looking. You're at home. You're at home.
Get up. My God,
he knows what we know. Their defense can't stop anybody.
I 100% thought of your Wayne Larrabee impression, which is now valid for another week.
It's a house.
Oh, here we go.
Help that man up.
Go get him, Andrew
Come
Billings.
On, help him up.
I'm sorry about the second penalty. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. You just heard the voice of Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is here as well. I'm Layla Raheemy. Ray Diaz is back. He is on the ones and twos today. We love Ray. And we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I mentioned it, dude. Come on. This is the first time we've had a real playoff week to talk about in 8 years. I don't count 2020, neither should you. So we got three segments of calls today. You can text us to 312-644-6767. We start the next one at 10:45. And we will also keep an eye out for breaking news for you as well. You can join us on video streams. We are on YouTube, 670 The Score on YouTube. We are at Chicago 670 The Score on Twitch. Our video team is hustling for you. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. When we come back, you thought we were mad. Maybe you thought you were mad at the Bears. I don't think anybody was more bad than the head coach. We will listen to Ben Johnson's press conference in its uncomfortable entirety. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.